Boeing has stopped making a passenger jet that defined long-distance flight in the late 20th century. NPR's Karan Chowdhury has this report.
After 53 years and more than 1,570 planes, the last Boeing 747 rolled off the assembly line in Washington State this week, on its way to serve as a cargo plane. The 747 was the biggest and the fastest commercial airliner of its era. Its iconic staircase spiraling toward first class. Westbound 747. It's 747. On the 747. I wanted to talk to some experts about the 747, so I called my parents. They're both pilots, Captains Deepa and Rohit Chaudhary. The first time my mom saw a 747 was when she was a small kid.
We saw a huge bird coming into land, and I was so mesmerized, I asked my parents to stop their car and wait for this to land, and I instantly fell in love with that beauty.
Tom Gray was the instrumentation engineer for the 747. He installed devices to measure things like the pressure and temperature of the aircraft.
It flew so many people around the world, I think it made the flying cheaper and more people flew because of the 747.
When one pilot took a bathroom break during a test flight, Gray sat in command.
I got 4 minutes of flight time on a 747.
The plane can carry more than 400 passengers and fly at 92% of the speed of sound. That was a major revolution for flying. NASA even used one of these airliners to transport the space shuttle.
We actually flew the Enterprise off the top of the 747.
Karan Chowdhury, NPR News.